Kansas City Chiefs select Dee Ford.
Dee, welcome to Kansas City. How does it feel to be a Chief?
Feels great, man. A lot of tradition. A lot of great players have been through here, and I plan on being one of those guys.
What was it like on draft night hearing your name being called in the first round?
It was surreal. I was speechless. I was so speechless. Well, I'm sitting on the phone with Andy Reid. He was talking. I was just saying, yeah, to everything. I didn't know what to say. I don't remember what he said, honestly. I was just so overwhelmed. My family, I had to keep them quiet. They were listening in, so it was crazy. It was everything I expected, but I didn't think I would be that speechless.
What about when you were talking to John? Do you remember the conversation with him?
No, I don't even remember John talking. I think I passed out for a little bit.
What have you heard about Arrowhead Stadium?
Well, first of all, I heard y'all had a tailgate. That is some Auburn stuff for you. You know, I saw the pictures, about 4,000 people here. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That is so important with the fans. They don't understand how much you bring out of players when they see that their fans care.
Who are some of the NFL players that you model your game after?
Well, y'all's truly Derek Thomas and Lawrence Taylor. I watched Dwight Freeney. So many. But the biggest were Derek Thomas and Lawrence Taylor.
What can Chiefs fans expect from you? What is it that you bring to the table?
It was Dee Ford coming off the edge.
Dee Ford making the throw.
Look out from behind. Down he goes. It's Dee Ford again.
Dee Ford.
Dee Ford, he ran right around the left tackle.
Guess who?
Dee Ford already with two sacks.
I'll be exciting to watch. I'll say that. As far as fans, I'll be exciting to watch. You know, because at the end of the day, you don't want to just be another player out there. So I'll be excited.
How excited are you to get to work, get outside, get that uniform on, and wear that Chiefs uniform?
I'm ready to go. You know, I've been doing a lot of talking for 2 months now. I'm so glad this is over and I'm at my home. And so fortunate of this situation because it's just like Auburn. This is easy workspace for me. I fit in perfectly, so I'm ready to get going.
What do you think it'll be like running out of that tunnel at Arrowhead Stadium, hearing 80,000 fans cheering for you?
It's gonna be crazy. I'm pretty sure I'll be doing some corny dance, so I'll be feeding off the energy.
Now, most football fans know Dee Ford, the football player, but tell me a little bit about Dee Ford, the musician.
He's the same guy, probably just less intense. I've always managed football and music. The same disciplines, I apply the same things to music and football and music. I actually apply some of the training that I learned from football to my piano skills. You know, it's all hand in hand, it's all correlated. And music just keeps me balanced. And I love it, I've done it my whole life. You'll be hearing things from me when I'm not doing football, so.
How exciting is it to be working with one of the best coaches in the NFL, Coach Andy Reid?
Makes my job a lot easier. I'm honored. I knew exactly when I was getting that call. The Chiefs are one team that is skyrocketing right now. And as a player, you know what it takes. And you see a team and you can see the future of a team. And just to be at the end of that stick with them. And I'm here. I have a great opportunity to help and to be involved in this city, and this team is growing, and Andy Reid is the perfect formula for that, so I'm lucky.